Before then, an appropriate lyric from Peter Skellen, and further reactions from Faye Weldon, Peter Tinniswood and Paul Rogers.
When like some ember I gradually fade out and die, who's gonna stand there and cry? Which one of my friends will know where the book ends? Will know how to tell me goodbye? If like some daydream I drift through interminable sky, would it have been worth all the pain? Yes, sure would. And again.
It was a very special studio. It was local. It was Georgian buildings. I don't know why that should make a difference. But at the same time, it was very well equipped and very efficient. That the living locally, as I did in Somerset, you had a kind of relationship with the producers that you didn't really have in London, where it's just more work somehow. It was, because it was in Bristol, because it was local, something special, and had a human dimension that works very well, particularly in this area of radio drama, where your relationship, if you're a writer, you do get to believe that you have a direct relationship with the listener in this case, and there are a whole mass of people like producers or publishers or technicians who try to, or editors or commissioning editors who try somehow, whose job it is to prevent you getting to your ultimate audience. But you never felt this at Bristol at all. It meant changes were easier. It meant you could adjust, they could adjust. Things were talked out on a very human level, and that I think worked. There was a degree of intimacy and ordinariness, I think, that does work well with radio. It's a great pity, and I haven't seen any real reason given for it other than the cuts. But everyone's experience of the cuts is that they everyone deplores them, but that they bring about some change which a bureaucracy, for one reason or another, desires in its heart. I don't know what this one is. But then I'm just a conspiracy theorist, you see. Probably is to return all power to London, which is not good news for everyone who lives outside it.
Just like a shadow, we leave such a mark and no more. Life will go on as before. Broken your heart, and you've played out your part, and your story don't go on anymore. If like some whisper that falls with the winter's first snow, we're here for a moment or so, then as dust we go.
I think accountants, it was obviously an accountant's decision. Accountants don't take into account quality. They don't take into account enjoyment. They don't take into account the creative spirit which exists in a place like Christchurch. It was just a figure on their books, and it was something they could chop, and it's absolutely scandalous. I'm mortified by it. I think it's the most appalling thing that the BBC has ever done. I really do.
If we are numbered like some treeless leaf on the breeze, sure we are easily pleased. We hang on to existence just to cover the distance until we are brought to our knees.
One drop of rain
leaves more of a stain than I. Should I just curl up and die? No, 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 not I.
Oh, Lord, there was a day when radio was fun. There was a day when the BBC encouraged all manner of experimentation. People dared to make mistakes. They dared to employ the wrong people. Now I am becoming passionate. And that is exactly what the danger lies in this kind of falling of an axe. It's chopping off an extraordinary history.
When I am called to whatever is calling me home, is there a thing I have known? How long have I lost? If I counted the cost, I could say I had possibly grown. What take I with me? Nothing but this.